This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Moses' speech, unpacking the Ten Commandments, continues with honoring your father and mother. But this principle extends beyond just the household. Moses instructs the people about the leaders in the society as a whole that they also must honor and obey. And there are four special categories of leadership. There's judges, kings, priests, and prophets. In every town, the people are to appoint judges who would settle disputes among their own people. They are to be well-versed in the law, but if a matter comes up that's too difficult for them, they are to bring it to Yahweh in the temple. The people also may ask for a king, but the king must be chosen by God, he must come from Israel, and he must not be given over to excessive wealth, women, or warfare. The king is to constantly study the Torah, to fear God, and to help Israel keep the law. Third comes the priests from the tribe of Levi who work in the tabernacle. Moses reminds the people that the Levites won't have a land to call their own, but must be supported by the offerings of the rest of Israel. Finally, and fourthly, Moses talks about the role of the prophet. A prophet speaks the words of Yahweh that God gives them directly. If anything they say doesn't come to pass, then, well, that person is not a prophet. These leaders are primarily there to help the people keep God's law. However, and ironically, the rest of the Old Testament shows judges failing, kings worshiping idols, priests forgetting the law, and prophets giving unchallenged false reports. Jesus, however, succeeds in all four categories. Jesus is our perfect judge. He takes no bribes, shows no partiality, always maintains justice, and his decisions are always perfect. He also is the only judge who justifies by taking our penalty on himself. Jesus is also our perfect king. He not only knew the law perfectly, but he fulfilled the law perfectly. So, he does not sit on a throne enforcing the law on his people, but he actually left his throne to have the law's penalty enforced on himself. Then, like a good king, he leads us to follow his laws as citizens of his kingdom. Jesus is also our perfect priest. Whereas Israel's priests were supported by the offerings given by the people, Jesus provided his own sacrifice. He offered up his very self to provide once for all forgiveness for everyone who believes in him. And lastly, Jesus is the perfect prophet Moses said would come. He not only perfectly spoke God's word to us, but he was God's perfect word in human flesh. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who provides leaders, who uphold justice and grace, and that you would see Jesus as the final leader who upholds them both perfectly for us.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.